Jesus, sweet Jesus. How I miss you, my friend. Things just haven't been the same around here without you. They just aren't the same. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, you've heard that name before, Jesus. I mean, everyone knows who Jesus is. Right? I mean, well, perhaps everyone. Well, everyone here in Jerusalem knows who Jesus is. Oh, yes. Some highly esteem the name. Others despise and blaspheme the name. They don't know who Jesus is. I know Jesus, but they don't know him the way I do. They haven't experienced what I've experienced. Jesus, Jesus, he delivered me from 7 demons. He set me free. He set my mind free. And you know, even if he had not done that for me, I would still owe him everything. It was his eyes. It was his eyes. Pure compassion and love and mercy. It was his eyes. Jesus didn't look at me the way others looked at me. No, not Jesus. Jesus, he saw me. He saw me. He saw something in me. You know, even when I went to anoint him with oil, I broke open that flask. Oh, the smell, the fragrance that filled the room. Others shunned me, but not Jesus. Jesus, he received me. Jesus, he received me. He saw something in me. He saw something in me worth saving. Something worth dying for. Oh, sweet Jesus. Oh, sweet, sweet Jesus. You know, Jesus, he really was the Son of God. And yet, they took him and they beat him and they put him on a cross. They crucified my Lord. And he died. But even as he was dying, he looked at them with those same eyes that he looked at me with, full of compassion and love and mercy and forgiveness. And he looked at them, and he looked up to the Father, and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. And he died. He died. Oh, my Lord, I was so devastated. I was devastated. They had killed my Lord. He was gone. He was dead. What were we going to do? What was I going to do? Well, there was only one thing left to do. Only one thing left. That was to wrap his body and place him in a tomb, a borrowed tomb. Oh, my Lord. He was dead. It was over. It was over. They had killed my Lord. So I thought, I have to see this man just one more time. I have to see him the way he looked at me. Oh, the way he looked at me. I had to go back to that tomb and just see him one more time. The one that didn't see a broken me. I went back to the tomb, and this is what happened. This is my story. ¶¶ said, it is finished, he said. And I watched as his life ebbed away. Then we all stood around till the guards took him down. Joseph begged for his body that day. It was late afternoon when I got to the tomb. We wrapped his body, helped seal up the grave. So I know how you feel his death. It was just surreal. But please listen to what I say. I tell you, my Lord, he is alive. Yes, I've seen Jesus, my Lord, that they crucified. And I knew he really saw me too. It's as if till now I never knew that all I had done before, it doesn't matter anymore, 'cause I've seen compassionate eyes and just hear him just one more time, hear his voice. It was his voice I first heard, those kind, gentle words asking, child, what is your reason for tears?